Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama po natin ngayon si Mary Angelina Nagit, o kilala sa nickname na Ange. Isa siya sa mga young professionals sa Pilipinas na isa ring backpacker and a travel blogger. So hi Ange, kamusta?
Hi Cybill. So I'm doing great.
Alam natin na trending ngayon yung mga young professionals sa Pilipinas who's really into traveling. And isa sa mga destinations nila is Australia. And most would think of Sydney dahil sa opera house nga, diba? So I know, Ange, na you are one of those who have experienced traveling here in Sydney. So let's help out yung mga gustong bumiyahe dito sa Sydney. Is that okay? Okay,
yep,
so paano mo pinlano yung pagpunta mo sa Sydney?
So actually, meron akong friend na nung time na nagpunta ako dyan, student kasi siya.
Okay.
So what I intend to do is just to actually visit her, and she also actually agreed to tour me around Sydney.
Okay.
So it just started from there.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately naman, with the cheaper fares now that we have budget airlines going to Sydney, it's much easier now for Filipinos for us to travel there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, since online naman yung visa application, wala din ma-hassle.
Mm-hmm. So, paano yung visa application na yun? Mabilis lang ba? How many months did it take for you?
Yep. My personal experience is that mga 3 weeks bago ko natanggap yung visa notification via email.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to other countries, ang gusto ko sa Australia is that everything is online.
Okay.
So, you just have to upload all the documents. There is no personal appearance needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even payment is also done online. So, hassle-free talaga siya.
Okay, so 3 weeks lang pala, ano?
So
how about naman yung fare mo papunta dito and going back to the Philippines? Magkano yung inabot?
So nung time ko, na-book ko round trip is around 8,500 pesos.
Good amount.
So,
yeah,
so mura na talaga. And then I just added around 1,500 for baggage. So that's 10,000 pesos round trip.
Mm-hmm. So how about yung accommodation mo, Ange? Pinlalo mo na ba siya back home or dito ka na rin nag-decide kung saan ka magsistay?
Since necessary yung accommodation for the visa application,
okay.
I planned it a few months before going there.
Mm-hmm.
And since ako naman yung type of person na hindi naman ako masyadong ma-arte sa accommodation or anything, basta importante, clean, safe, maganda yung location. So I chose an accommodation near Sydney Central Business District, near Museum Station to be specific.
Okay.
Kasi bilang female traveler, I also want it na pag nagko-commit ako, wala na akong dadaanan like na mga eskinita or dangerous places para makauwi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I chose that accommodation.
Okay. So upon arriving here, Ange, what did you do first?
So what I did first was to, of course, I want to contact my friend na nandun ako. So what I did first is to get free SIM at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, the SIM card is free, and then they have very affordable plans for me to have internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
As well as unlimited voice and SMS. So yun yung pinakauna kong ginawa.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, in terms of going around, especially yung from airport to destination, ang ginawa ko na lang muna is bumili ako ng Opal card, and then I just had it loaded at the station so that I can proceed to my hotel.
So ipapaalala natin ano, sa mga bibisita dito, kailangan ng Opal card, di ba? Para maka-travel sila. Okay. So ano-ano yung mga pinuntahan mong lugar dito sa Sydney, at ano yung naging karanasan mo sa bawat lugar?
So, syempre, hindi ko dapat skip yung Opera House and yung mga surrounding areas doon. So, dun sa Opera House, syempre, parang sa mga pictures na kita ko, it's so pristine, it's so white, parang smooth surface nung building. Pero pagka tingin mo pala siya up close, sobrang detailed pala. I mean, in terms of the architecture, sobrang detailed pala niya. Like, parang made up siya of parang small tiles ba yun? Or there's some texture to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yung pinaka-experience ko dun is, wow, ito yung pinaka-sikat na landmark ng Australia. So, kahit wala naman talagang masyadong magagawa around that area, maliban sa, of course, kung meron ka talagang papanuuring show dun sa theater, yung dinirisak na andun ka, just looking at the people or looking at the scenery, para sa akin, napaka-relaxing niya. And it serves as a reminder na parang yung Australia, kaya rin siya siguro gusto ng maraming Filipinos is, although it's Sydney is a city, it's mm-hmm. really away from all the hustle and bustle. So napaka-relax nung vibe mm-hmm. niya. So after that, ang isa pang memorable area sa akin is yung Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain.
So, nung dinala ko ng friend ko, in-expect ko, ano po, mag-hike ba tayo? Mapagod ba tayo? But then again, it's really very friendly, even for families with children, na just a few hours from the city, you can explore nature, of course, take photos, and then, dun sa Blue Mountains, parang for me, it's a place of solitude na makaka-relax ka talaga eh. Kasi, bihira yung makakita ka ng ganung marvelous na wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few hours from the city. So, isa rin yun sa pinaka-gusto ko. And finally, yung isa sa mga pinaka-memorable na sa akin na lugar is yung Hyde Park. Tsaka
Hyde
yung,
Park.
Hyde Park. Kasi, compared sa Philippines, bihira yung mga parks na malalaki kung saan pwede ka lang mag-relax and tumambay, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun lang din. Actually, yun talaga yung pinunta ko sa Sydney. Kasi since it's a vacation, I want to experience a medyo slow-paced lang na kind of travel. And since kasama ko yung friend ko, gusto ko lang talaga to catch up and everything.
Yeah.
So, basically, those three destinations are the highlights of my visit because my intention is to just really relax. Ayoko naman yung parang hardcore travel na super
yes.
dahil pinupuntahan, super nakakagod.
Oo, totoo yan. So, sinabi mo, Ange, na you are a foodie kind of traveler. So, ano naman yung mga restaurants na pinuntahan mo dito na nagustuhan mo?
Before traveling, nag-research muna ako, what are the must-eats in Australia? So, pero syempre, pagka nagbasa ako ng mga vlog, mga sinasabi din, mga Vegemite and stuff. Ayoko naman nun, diba?
Na-try mo ba yun? Hindi ko nga gusto.
Hindi, ayoko, takot ako.
Hindi ko rin siya gusto eh. Okay.
So, nung napunta ko dyan, ang isa sa highlights ng trip namin is meron ako nakita sa isang vlog yung Buffalo Dining wherein the pasta is served on a cheese wheel.
Wow.
So, what they do is they toss the noodles around this cheese wheel before it's being served. So, isa yung sa mga nagustuhan ko. So, expectation ko na nabasa ko siya na it's a major restaurant na malaki. Yung pala, para lang siyang hole in the wall. So, sobrang liit lang na restaurant. Siguro mga around 20 lang yung capacity.
Okay.
But really serves excellent pasta.
Wow.
And another thing na nagustuhan ko is yung Tella Balls Cafe wherein dun sa cafe, lahat ng may Nutella meron sila. Or lahat ng pwede gawin sa Nutella. They have offerings like may cupcakes, may donuts. Tapos meron pa silang parang chocolate shawarma. So dito sa Philippines, diba, beef yung nakalagay. Doon parang isa siyang malaking chocolate na sinishave. Tapos nilalagay nila sa bread.
So mahilig ka ba sa chocolate, Ange? Sa mga something sweet?
Yun. So yun yung talagang na-enjoy ko dyan.
Okay.
Na masasabi kong unique.
Okay. So, sa mga araw na you stayed here, Ange, how much is your budget? Tsaka ano yung mga budget tips mo sa mga pupunta dito?
So, syempre, bilang Filipino, pansin ko na ang laki talaga ng price difference. Sa fast food lang eh. Parang pansin mo na yung cheeseburger meal, like times 4, times 5 yung presyo. So, initially, ang isa sa pinakauna ko activities pagdating ko dyan is mag-grocery. So, from the grocery, you can buy affordable food which you can just stock up in your refrigerator. And then, pansin ko rin sa Australia, sobrang mura ng chocolate. So, syempre, yun na rin yung hinord ko para pasalim.
Totoo yan, oo.
Although, there is a very obvious price difference. Para sa akin naman, dapat talaga hindi ka nagko-compute because it's a given fact na you have to prepare for it. So, in terms of the budget, I allocated around $10 per meal. And then, for transportation, since ako Opal card naman, generally, I think it's affordable and it's worth the additional cost naman kasi sobrang convenient yung pag-travel. So, if I were to state my budget, kung ang pag-usap pa lang natin is food and transpo for a given day, I think around 1,500 pesos is enough already. Kasi for transportation, it's kind of minimal for us kasi we just want to walk around para makita na rin yung surroundings talaga.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like 1,500 per day, pesos per day.
Yeah, pesos. So that's around, 40 to 50 Australian dollars.
Okay. So, ayun. Sa ating mga tagapakinig o sa mga Pilipinong gustong bumisita dito, sabi nga ni Ange, 1,500 pesos per day. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. If you're going to come back here, Ange, ano pa yung gusto mong makita o gawin?
Okay, nung napunta kasi ako dyan, it was June, so malamig. Mm-hmm. Nakapunta akong Bondi Beach, pero since malamig, kasi nagtingin-tingin lang talaga kami. So, next time, gusto ko talaga matry mm-hmm. yung mga beaches in Australia because like the Philippines, Australia also has great beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung hindi ko nagawa dyan. And kung babalik ako, of course, explore other parts of Australia like Melbourne.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Canberra, yeah.
May direct flight na naman tayo there.
Mm-hmm. So, ano naman yung mga natutunan mo about the culture here in Australia, particularly sa Sydney?
Sa akin, ang pinakauna ko napansin is, ang aga pa lang, ang dami ng sarado. So, medyo mahirap mag-adjust. So, mm-hmm. nung tinatanong ko yung friend ko na, paano na pag may errands ka, etc. So, minsan wala talaga silang choice kundi to do it over lunch. Kasi yung culture talaga dyan is very relaxed. So, mm-hmm. so people really have a lot of time after work so that they can be with their families, etc. Kaya, yung appreciate ko na even if it's the city, mm-hmm. You don't feel like pressured and the environment friendly siya even for children with families. You don't have to worry na meron something na masama na mangyayari. So, yun yung pinaka-appreciate ko. And also, yung people are very focused on work-life balance. I also mm-hmm. find it amazing na people truly value the concept of time. Mm-hmm. So, I think that is something that we can also learn from, how to be punctual and how to be accurate, or especially in, you know, determining the time that we need to spend on specific activities.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Ange, sa pagbabahagi mo ng iyong kwento, sa pagpunta mo dito sa Sydney, at sana magkita tayo sa hinaharap, okay?
Alright.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. sbs.com.au/Filipino